Welcome to Season 2 of the Every PCOS Body Podcast. Although we discuss medical conditions within our podcast, please note that as hosts, we are not doctors. We are patients and advocates with extensive knowledge on PCOS and the symptoms that encompass the syndrome. That being said, we are dedicated to opening discussions on all the PCOS without the BS. PCOS is polycystic ovary syndrome, the most common endocrine system that affects people born with female reproductive organs. Thank you for joining us today. Welcome to the Every PCOS Body Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny.
I'm Shelby.
Yay, Shelby. So glad to have you back on the show.
I'm here.
Yay. I miss you so much.
I always miss you, and I'm always happy to be here.
I love when you're on the show, because when I do the show by myself, I always feel like I'm the biggest dork, and I'm like,
So, what did you tag me in the other day? What was that video of that guy, like that Rodney guy, where he's like, in conclusion, I have no idea.
Yes, and that's me on a podcast when I'm by myself. Oh, in conclusion, I have no idea what I'm talking about.
I have
about.
No idea what I just said. Thanks for joining. You're not that way, but that is a pretty funny comparison.
Yes, well, it's how I feel. Every time I post a podcast where you're not on it, where it's just me by myself, my anxiety goes through the roof, and I'm like, I'm just going to delete it. It's terrible. I'm just going to delete it.
You're crazy. The funny thing is because I listen to all of them, and like, I was listening to some of them when I was at the beach because I hadn't caught up because I'm a slacker. And like, when I listen to the one that's just you, I don't have to change like the volume control. But then you listen to an episode with me in it, and then I start like screaming like a hyena. And I'm like, why do I talk this way? Why am I this way? What is wrong with me?
Oh, stop
it. Scott had it on like the Alexa speaker or whatever at the kind of ones. Cause like, why do you talk like that? And I'm like, this is who I am.
Stop it. Oh, gosh. I love you.
I love you too.
So
what are we talking about today?
Today we are talking about something super, super exciting. This is probably going to be a pretty long episode, so everyone buckle in. We're talking about a pretty common topic that we see in the support groups, and something that PCOS patients talk about a lot and wonder, which is supplements that they should be taking for their PCOS. So we're going to talk about all the different supplements that are out there, the real common ones that are brought up, you know, how they can help with your PCOS symptoms. But before you get, so our listeners, before you get your pen out and start writing down all these supplements and think, oh God, I'm going to start taking everything that they say. Full fucking stop.
How about not?
Stop. Although these are all over-the-counter supplements and herbs, they can alter your metabolic function. So please, please, you have to consult your doctor, your nutritionist, your health provider before starting any of these. We highly recommend that you have all of your lab work done prior to starting any of these supplements so you know where you're at before you start. Do not assume anything in what you need. You can't assume what you need without knowing what you need. So you have to have your lab work done.
Yeah. Can I add to that? And I want to say, just as we talk about all the time, how different PCOS presents differently and the needs of each PCOS patient is different, not only between different patients, but over your PCOS lifetime. Like the supplements that I take today at 30, how old am I? 35 are not the same supplements I was taking at 24 when I was trying to get pregnant, you know, like, so there's so many things out there online that's like, oh, here's all the supplements you should be taking for PCOS, and they're good intention list, but you don't need to take supplements for things that you don't need them for, you know, if you're not trying to do certain things or control certain things, you're just taking a supplement just to take it. No, you want to take it for what your needs are. You never want to be taking more of anything unless it's needed or warranted. So
exactly. And also
Supplements can interfere with prescriptions. So you also want to make sure that you talk to your doctor if you're on any prescription medication before you start any supplements, because a lot of these supplements that we're going to talk about can interfere with prescriptions that you're on. So, you know, we cannot stress enough to just not start taking everything that we're talking about and just be like, start taking, you know, shoving mouthfuls of pills into your body. Just because they're over the counter and, you know, there's something that could help with some symptom. You have to do your lab work. You have to make sure that, you know, these are symptoms that you want to control and that, you know, this is something that is vital for your body and that it isn't going to interfere with any prescriptions that you're on. And this is something that is justifiable for your body.
Yeah, and I think just there's a common misconception is just because you can buy something on Amazon, oh, well, it has to be safe. And just reiterating what Jen said, you know, they are doing something to your body just because you can buy it. Like medications and prescriptions are regulated through the FDA. Like prescriptions are not, or supplements are not. So you just really want to talk to your healthcare provider and just double check before you start anything. Like for me, when I wanted to change my supplements, I literally took a list to my doctor and I'm like, this is what I think I need to take. This is what I've researched and had them go down every one and just verify like A, that it was something that I should be taking with the prescriptions that I'm on to not contradict anything, but B, if it was even necessary. So definitely before you go buy all those supplements on Amazon, run the list by your healthcare professional.
Exactly. So, you know, huge disclaimer there. And, you know, we'll talk about how, you know, each of these, you know, work. And it's a long list. So like I said, buckle in. So the first thing we're going to talk about is just a general multivitamin. You know, everyone, whether you have PCOS or not, should probably be on a multivitamin. We personally recommend Theralogix.com. They have a variety of multivitamins depending on what your needs are. We talk about Theralogix all the time. We talk about Avastol through them, but they do offer multivitamins. So if you use our PRC code 260435, you can save 15% at checkout. So check them out. And, you know, they have great multivitamins. Another great company that has a good multivitamin for PCOS is the Nutrition. What are they?
PCOS Nutrition Center.
Yes, thank you. PCOS Nutrition Center. They have a great multivitamin as well for PCOS. So they're a great
resource.
Thank you. Words, you know.
Words are hard. Words are really hard.
I got very little sleep last night, everyone.
In conclusion,
I have no idea what I'm talking about. So everyone should be on a multivitamin. Again, check with your doctor to make sure that you know what's in it. But you know, in general, like I said, whether you have PCOS or not, you know, most people should be on a multivitamin in general, just you know, for overall health. So
especially because a lot of us eat like crap. I mean, a typical American diet, you're missing a lot of nutrients. So a multivitamin misses or catches some of those supplements that you are not getting. So
exactly. So the next thing we want to talk about is amino acid complex. So there are 9 essential amino acids that perform a number of important jobs in the body, which may be helpful for PCOS patients' general health. If you're looking for a supplement for amino acids, look for a complex that includes, okay, I'm going to butcher all these names. Phentylalanine.
Phentylalanine, valine, heroinine. Oh, yeah, science. Tryptotrophin. Oh, sorry, I took over. You go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You're doing better than I am.
Tryptotrophin, methylphenidine, leucine, isoleucine, lysine, and histidine. How did I do?
You did great. I'll have these. Well, I'll do a blog of all of these supplements on our blog. So this will be written down. So although we're butchering these names, we'll have them written down. So we'll have this written down in a blog. So, and I'll
but I would pay, if someone is listening and trying to write those names down, I would pay $50 for you to send me your spelling based off my pronunciations.
That would be amazing. So, so what these amino acids do is they do things like stimulate muscle growth. They help with energy production. They play a role in immune function and fat metabolism. They help sleep and mood, which we all know we need with PCOS. They can also assist in regulation of blood sugar and absorption of zinc, among all kinds of other vital functions. So an amino acid complex is really a great thing to add to your supplementation.
Especially if you are a lot of people that are working out or lifting weights, doing weight training, or expending a lot of energy through workouts and stuff, amino acid is common to take to help with the muscle growth, help with the energy, help with all that stuff. So if you are working out, definitely.
Definitely. You want to take the next one?
Yeah, hold on. Let me get, vitamin D, like vitamin B complex. Vitamin B plays lots of different roles, and it's super important, especially for women that are taking, metformin or birth control. You'll be even more likely to be depleted in vitamin B. So if you are taking those, many doctors and nutritionists and health experts recommend you be taking a B supplement along with D, but we'll get to D. B does a lot of different things in your body. It converts nutrients into energy. It acts as an antioxidant. It helps with metabolism, red and white blood cell formation and production to keep your blood real healthy. Carbohydrate and fat metabolism, DNA production and repair. This is very sciencey. Creation of neurotransmitters sounds super important. Cell growth and amino acid metabolism. So, and a lot of the B vitamins, they come as a complex. So you don't need to buy like every single individual B1, B2, B3. You know what I mean? Like you can get a complex and cover all that.
Yeah, the vitamin B complex. You can get a vitamin B complex and it usually contains B1, B2, B3, B5, B6, 7, 9, and 12 all in one. So just look for a vitamin B complex and it'll have all of them combined in one. So you don't, yeah, like you said, you don't have to take 7 pills. You can just have one.
I feel like B4 got left out. Like what is his function? Now I want to know. B1, B2, B3, B5, like what's...
An okay. 8? Where is an 8? I don't know. I'll have to research that now, right? Now we got to know.
Why are they important?
Oh, Nala. Nala wants to know too.
She does.
All right. So the next one we have is something that's talked about a lot is berberine. Am I saying that right?
You're saying a fancy purse brand. Berberine.
How do you pronounce it? I don't know.
Berberine? The purse or the vitamin?
The vitamin.
If I say it really self-assured, it means I'm correct. So berberine is the right answer.
Okay. Y'all, I read. I don't talk a lot. So words.
Words are hard.
Words are hard. So berberine is a supplement that may help with insulin resistance. First of all, we do not recommend taking this medication if you are not insulin resistant, because it can lower your insulin and have negative side effects where you have, it's bad. So don't do it. You have to know where your insulin resistance is at before taking it. It can have negative side effects. You can have end up having hypoglycemic. You can have your sugars lower too much. So please talk to your health professional before taking or adding this supplement to your regime. Berberine is shown to have similar effects as some pharmaceutical drugs for type 2 diabetes like metformin. So And it does the following. It helps lower blood sugar levels. It increases the glycolysis. Which is helping the body break down sugars inside the cells. Again, science and words. It decreases the sugar production in the liver, which is super important. Slows the breakdown of carbohydrates in the gut. And it increases the number of the beneficial bacteria in the gut. So if you're insulin resistant and or even type 2 diabetic, this could be a great supplement to add to your regime. You have to talk to your doctor before adding it, especially if you're on medication already for insulin resistance or type 2 diabetes, like metformin. You don't want to add this on top of other pharmaceutical medications because it could lower your sugars too much to the point where you're hypoglycemic and you know, things like that. So definitely talk to your doctor before adding it, but it could be a great alternative to metformin or things like that if you have the negative side effects from metformin, which we all know are.
Yeah, a lot of people talk about how, you know, if they aren't able to tolerate metformin, they start the berberine as a replacement for it and have similar effects without the poopy issues. So
exactly. Exactly.
No one likes poopy issues.
No one likes poopy issues. Uh-uh. Do you want to take the next one?
Yes. Yes. I can say this one. So biotin. Biotin is usually a supplement that is commonly known for hair and skin issues. It's a lot of people are taking it for hair loss, especially in the PCOS community, if you're talking about that, but it also helps with brittle nails, diabetes, mild depression. It may also help with your liver and pancreas to better metabolize blood sugar. It can also reduce insulin resistance and muscle tissues, and it has shown to have good cardiovascular effects, such as reducing triglycerides. So biotin is, but most commonly taken for, you know, hair and skin issues, nail issues, things like that. So a lot of people with hair loss take biotin.
Yeah, it has those hidden extra benefits that most people don't realize. Yeah,
it definitely also makes your hair stronger, like not just with hair loss and hair thick, like if your hair is brittle and breaking a lot, biotin can help with that too.
Absolutely.
Everyone wants luscious hair. What's next?
You have the most luscious hair ever. I love you. I'm so jealous of your hair.
My badass braid I made while I was born in Florida.
I did.
Oh, okay, well, so hair. It was so thick and it took so long, but I was sitting there just bored drinking my wine back from fishing. But then my dumbass jumped in the ocean, and salt water is not thick hair's friend. And so it like I got caught like by a fucking wave, and I got knocked over, and my braid was in. Trying to get the braid out, but be brushed through my hair. Like I was like screaming. I'm like, Scott, just cut my hair off. It was the worst thing. Oh. I stuck in the pool the rest of the time. The ocean is not my friend. Fucking thing swimming in there.
I saw your Snapchat of all the sand in your ass.
Did you see that? Oh my god. So Amelia would not leak, like go any deeper into the ocean. So she wanted to like be where the sand was, like where it was up to her like knees. But to me, that's up to like my ankles. So I just sat my fat ass down. I'm like, I'm tired. I don't want to stand here. And so I was sitting there while she was playing, and I was like, okay, I got a little sand in my butt, whatever, it's natural, we're at the beach, whatever. I go to take my fucking bathing suit off, and it was like a sand castle came out my ass crack. Like,
there was so much sand, you guys.
I was like, did that open up my butt? And I don't have a butt at all. There's no butt cheekage to hold. I don't know where it came from, to be honest.
You had a sand butt.
Yeah, I'm surprised like an octopus didn't go up there, like just plop out. It was gross.
There was so much sand.
There was a lot of stuff in there.
Oh, shit.
That sounds gross. Okay.
Okay. So where were we? All right. The next one we have is calcium. So this helps rid the body of endocrine disrupting chemicals. and oh god,
you know, estrogens.
Yeah, that. Yeah. Words. God damn it. Excuse my blasphemy. Words. It also helps your body eliminate cortisol, testosterone, androgens, and bile acids. So both vitamin D and calcium are given to decrease insulin resistance and decrease some PCOS symptoms. So calcium is, you know.
Calcium usually is also in a multivitamin. Like I said, a couple of these like come in your multivitamin. So just double check you're not double dosing yourself with a bunch of stuff. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I probably should have just left that one off.
No, no, I thank you for giving me the opportunity to pronounce xenoestrogens. Xena, the warrior princess. Xena. What's next?
Yes. So chasteberry, which is also called Vitex. So this is an herb for treating can be used for treating infertility due to hormonal imbalance. This one I have to give a warning for. This is a really powerful supplement and should be taken very carefully. This will build up the lining of your uterus, and if you don't have a regular cycle, this could be dangerous for your uterine lining. So I know a lot of people take it, and a lot of people take it for fertility because it helps with ovulation, or it can help with ovulation, but it does build up the lining of your uterus.
That's definitely one you need to talk to your doctor about.
Yeah, yeah. I know a lot of people, you know, it's thrown out there a lot, especially because of the whole infertility thing. But it's one that I say, I put a huge disclaimer on to be really careful with, and definitely talk to your healthcare provider about before starting. Just because, especially if you don't have a regular cycle, this could be more detrimental than it is positive. Because if you're not ovulating regularly and you don't have a regular cycle, taking this medication may not help. Give you a regular cycle, and it may do more harm than good. So it is a great herb that can help if you have a regular cycle, and you know, it can help you ovulate if you're, you know, if you have some sort of regular cycle, whether, you know, it be a 35-day cycle, or even, you know, you have any type of regular cycle, it can definitely be beneficial for you, but you definitely want to talk to your healthcare provider before starting it. So
it is usually only beneficial when you're in the trying to conceive or infertility phase of PCOS. Like if you're not
exactly,
if you have PCOS, it's not gonna be like, oh, I should take this. Like you don't, it's not productive. It goes right back to the thing that we talked about at the beginning. Take things for your purpose of what you're taking them for, you know, not just copy and paste the list off the internet.
Exactly. Yeah, this is not something that you want to be taking just in general. This is something that you want to take specifically for infertility, and you want to make sure that your body is able to handle it while you're taking it. So
next, I'm going to bundle these next two together because they have very similar effects. First is chromium, and then cinnamon. These two are also talked about a lot in PCOS groups and forums. They have similar effects in the body, but they are both helpful at helping insulin resistance and blood sugar control. They also can have, cinnamon can have an effect on your menstrual cycle. It can help normalize a monthly cycle, and it also can reduce insulin resistance. So the two C's, chromium and cinnamon, you'll hear them talked about. They're mainly for insulin resistance, diabetes, blood sugar issues, things like that. You definitely want to talk to your doctors before taking them, but they both kind of work the same way. An added benefit of chromium is it may help to control fat and cholesterol in the blood. It has a vital benefit of decreasing insulin resistance, and it also helps with metabolism. That's why I take it, because I have a slow-ass metabolism, and it helps process fats and cholesterols and things in your body, so it helps metabolize food faster.
Yes. Yes, and again, talk to your doctor before taking it, for sure. The next one we have is CoQ10. So CoQ10 is a substance that your body produces in nearly every cell. It's important for breaking down carbohydrates and turning them into energy. So it's an antioxidant that helps balance your blood sugar. It's essential for energy production and normal carbohydrate metabolism. It's also been known to improve egg quality and ovulation. So I know when I was going through infertility treatments, IVF, it was something that my IVF doctor had us taking, both me and my husband taking, and he had the IVF doctor has every patient taking it. So it's definitely something that can improve egg quality. So you definitely want to talk to your health professional before starting the supplement, because it can also lower your blood pressure and lower your blood sugars, which could interfere with people that are taking, and it can interfere with people taking blood thinners. So if you're taking any medication for blood pressure or for your blood sugars. So this is definitely something that you want to talk to your healthcare professional before starting. This isn't something like, oh my God, it improves egg quality, I'm going to go take it. Definitely talk to your healthcare provider first, because you want to make sure that it's not interfering with any medication that you're already taking, and it's not going to harm you versus help you.
Got it. Okay, what's next? So evening primrose oil is an omega 6 fatty acid. It can help with people that have low progesterone levels, which is very common in PCOS. It can also support overall hormonal health, and it can minimize PMS symptoms. PMS sucks. I get it really bad, but it can help with things like breast tenderness, bloating, water retention, acne, depression, irritability, foggy thinking, cramps, and headaches. So basically, it's key, and why people mostly take it is if they have progesterone issues and also hormonal issues like PMS.
Yes. So yes. That's a good one. Next one is fish oil, which kind of goes along with the
omega fatty acids,
exactly. Being loaded with omega-3 fatty acids, fish oil helps reduce androgens and improve insulin sensitivity. So it also
helps if you have bad cholesterol like me. I take it every day.
Yeah, absolutely. I do as well. It's something that cholesterol is definitely associated with. Having high cholesterol is associated with PCOS. So taking fish oil, especially if you don't get enough omega-3 fatty acids in your diet, is really important. Taking that supplement is something that you should be doing. You don't generally get enough.
Unless you're eating a lot of fish.
Yeah, and I hate fish. I'm
also, here's my disclaimer about that, because I learned this the freaking hard way, is fish oil tastes like crap. And they're big pills. So if you don't get the burpless kind, you're going to be burping all day. It is going to taste like rotten fish in your mouth. So get the burpless fish oil.
I take it at night.
Miserable. Ugh. Oh, and they're huge and they're gross. Ugh.
Yep. I get the burpless and I take it at night just in case.
So you're so smart.
I think the last ones that I got are not burpless, so I take them, and the fact that I take them at night helps. So
yeah, that's definitely burpless. I've been taking it. I've had bad cholesterol since I was born. Like, I swear to God, everything I do, it doesn't matter. Like, I'm just blessed with shitty cholesterol, which it could be a lot worse, but I haven't taken that forever. Definitely burpless, or you'll have really smelly fish breath, and no one wants to smell like fish anywhere. So
no.
Okay, so flaxseed is known to decrease androgen levels. It contains lignans that increase the production of the sex hormone binding globulin. Ooh, SHBG. Sounds like a gangsta. That binds testosterone in the blood, helping balance excess androgens. Studies have shown that flaxseed supplementation caused reduction in ovarian volume and number of follicles in polycystic ovaries, as well as improved menstrual cycle. So basically all those words mean it decreases the regular, the frequency and the amount and size of follicles or cysts.
Absolutely. Right? Oh.
She agrees.
Sorry about that. All right, so the next one we have is inositol. So myo and decryo, we have dedicated an entire episode on this before. So we've talked about it to death. This is something that we know all PCOS patients should be taking if possible. So we say go to Theralogix.com, use PRC code 260435. The end. We don't really need to talk more about that.
Yep. Okay, so macaroot, this is the sexy time supplement. if you suffer from low sex drive, like I do, like I just am not, I don't know if it's from taking my antidepressants or I'm not sure, I'm just getting old and boring. But a lot, like with PCOS, you hear so many different stories. It's either like you have no sex drive like me or you have like a crazy out of control one. But for the people that are like me that don't have a very strong sex drive, my low sex drive might be caused by my husband snoring, though, also. So that's another story. I mean, it's really bad. Anyways, macaroot helps healthy progesterone levels in the body. So maca is an adaptogen and great for fertility, but it also helps balance the hormones and can help with low libido. I take it. It helps. Don't get the powder. It tastes like garbage. Get the pills.
Get the pills. Yes, pills.
The powder tastes worse than fish oil. I don't know who's worse.
I've never tried the powder. I've always been afraid.
I don't know why the hell I thought that was a good idea. It's like green and never again.
It really does work.
I just don't think sometimes. I'm like, oh yeah, this is a good idea. No.
Like your Peloton.
No. And the funny thing is that I want a treadmill so bad, but like, of course, you know me, I like research stuff, and I want the Peloton treadmill, which is like 2 times the cost of the Peloton bike. And Scott's like, I am not gonna spend double what we got on the Peloton. Even you. He's like, what is wrong with you?
Oh God, I love you. So, yeah, macaroot definitely, if you're having a low libido, macaroot definitely helps for that. I've taken it in the past, and it's something that definitely helps for that, for sure. The next one we have is magnesium. So this, before taking this supplement, you have to talk to your health professional. The supplement may affect things such as your blood pressure. It also may interact with other medicines, so it's imperative to check with your doctor before taking it. Magnesium plays a critical role in your brain function and mood. So low levels of magnesium are linked to increased risk of depression. So taking magnesium may help with that. There's one study that shows that people that took magnesium experienced a significant decrease in blood pressure. That's again another reason why you need to talk to your doctor before taking it. So especially if you're on blood pressure medicine. Magnesium supplements may reduce inflammation, the inflammation marker CRP, and other markers of inflammation in older adults, of overweight people, and those with prediabetes. So definitely people with PCOS symptoms.
To interrupt with the CRP, yeah. CRP is what rheumatologists measure autoimmune inflammation. Like I get mine tested all the time. And magnesium is also a good supplement recommended for anyone that has any autoimmune issues, especially rheumatoid arthritis or lupus or things like that, because inflammation is a huge part of that. So magnesium is not just a PCOS supplement, definitely all around good supplement. Highly recommend, thumbs up.
It also is good for people who suffer from migraines, which is another side effect of PCOS. There's been a few encouraging studies that suggest that magnesium can prevent and help treat migraines.
Anxiety too. I'm very interrupted today. Anxiety also.
Magnesium is such an amazing supplement. It really is. It has also been shown to improve mood, reduce water retention, and other symptoms of people with PMS. It also helps insulin resistance and helps muscle and liver cells properly absorb sugar from your bloodstream. The fact that it helps with the migraines. And a lot of people, especially, it's been shown that patients with PCOS are magnesium deficient. So taking a magnesium supplement may be really important. Yeah, mm-hmm. beneficial. But again, you want to check with your doctor and you want to have your magnesium levels checked before starting. So although all these, you know, things sound really great to take magnesium, you want to definitely check with your doctor first, get your levels checked to make sure that it's something that you should be taking. You don't want to take it if your levels are fine, you know, things like that. So you definitely want to talk to your doctor first, especially because it could have negative connotations, like with decreasing your blood pressure and things like that. So,
yeah. Oh, do I get to say this next one? Oh my God.
Yep.
NAC, which is $100 if I say this right. NAC, also known as N-acetylcysteine. Okay, NAC. Yeah. It's helpful for improving fertility and many of the metabolic aspects of PCOS. So it's known to help with fatty liver, high cholesterol, insulin resistance. It's also great for keeping a healthy immune system, balanced immune system. NAC is an antioxidant, an amino acid. It's specifically a derivative of an amino acid called L-cysteine. Yep. Mm-hmm. Going with that. An essential precursor used by the body to produce glutathione, an antioxidant that protects against free radical damage. And why do I get the wordy ones? And oxidative stress is a critical factor. It's good for your immune system. Okay. Science said so.
you don't have to read the whole thing. It's okay.
I'm gonna do my best at sounding ridiculous. So, anyways, basically what it's good for is your immune system. And it is proven to have the effects of metformin. It's similar to metformin. Let's see. Lots of studies have compared NAC or metformin with Clomid in women with PCOS. In two of these studies, Clomid plus NAC resulted in improved ovulation and pregnancy rates compared to a placebo. So it has lots of benefits for people with PCOS.
Absolutely. And a mm-hmm. great place to find NAC is the PCOS Nutrition Center. They have it there.
Yes, they do.
So go there and get it. So we already talked about omega-3 fatty acids with yeah. fish oil. Helps your body become more sensitive to insulin, helps to reduce testosterone levels associated with androgen excess. It can also help reduce inflammation, high blood pressure, and irritation of the digestive tract. So, as well as reducing insulin resistance, leptin levels, and systemic inflammation.
What?
Words. Systemic. Jesus.
Systemic.
That's what I meant.
Send me back to school. Oh my gosh. Okay, so can we wrap these next two ones together because they both help yes. the same thing? So saw yep. palmetto and spearmint tea are both known to help hirsutism or excessive male hair growth, hair loss, things like that. So they're both help with thinning hair. It helps thinning hair grow back. It helps spearmint tea especially is known to help to reduce excess hair growth. It reduces testosterone levels, which women or people living with PCOS commonly have higher testosterone levels. But it also increases the LH or luteinizing hormone, which is commonly low in PCOS. So spearmint tea is a great choice. Saw palmetto, I'm not as familiar with, but it says here that it helps with hirsutism. So those are both for that.
Yes. So the next one is vitamin D. So be sure to check with your doctor and have your vitamin D levels checked before starting a supplementation. A lot of people in general are vitamin D deficient, whether you have PCOS or not, but PCOS specifically, many are vitamin D deficient. So you definitely want to have your doctor check your vitamin D levels.
And this is also one of those ones, if you're taking metformin or birth control, it can deplete your vitamin D, same with vitamin B. So definitely consider it if you're on metformin or birth control.
Absolutely. I know I had mine checked and the doctor said that she had never seen it so low in a living person.
So you're basically a zombie.
Right.
I knew that.
I'm special. So studies show that an inverse relationship between vitamin D and metabolic risk factors. So overweight patients with PCOS who were vitamin D deficient and took vitamin D supplementation for 8 weeks saw improvements in insulin, triglycerides, and cholesterol levels. So vitamin D also has been shown to improve fertility and pregnancy rates during assisted reproductive therapy. So again, that's assisted reproduction therapy, vitamin D
AKA
level.
Fertility treatments, is that
right? Yes, fertility treatments. So not just by itself. In one study, infertile patients with PCOS who underwent Clomid stimulation had more mature follicles and were more likely to get pregnant when they had higher vitamin D levels. So vitamin D is an essential vitamin that everyone in general needs, but PCOS patients generally have a deficiency in. So definitely have your doctor check and make sure that it's something that you should be supplementing. And if so, it also goes by weight on how much you should be taking, goes by weight. So you want to talk to your doctor about how much you should be taking in order to get your levels back up.
Yes. Okay. I can say this last one. The last one. Look at
the last one.
So the last one is zinc. Zinc is also another one that helps with insulin issues. It helps with the production of insulin. So it's extremely important in balancing your blood sugar. If you are zinc deficient, you may notice certain cravings, like cravings for salt or sugar foods. Those are also a sign of insulin resistance, but it also helps your body balance androgen excess, especially testosterone, which could be high or low in PCOS. You should take omega-3s when taking zinc supplements to help it get properly absorbed. But to sum that up, it helps to produce insulin, which helps with blood sugar because a lot of us, our insulin is busted. And it also helps with helps your body balance androgen excess, which in PCOS we know causes a lot of the hair issues and hair loss issues and acne and all that fun stuff. So
perfect. So again, I just want to really solidify that, you know, don't go taking all of these all at once. You definitely want to talk to your doctor, health professional, nutritionist before starting any of these medications. There are, you know, levels that you want to check to make sure you should be taking them based on your own personal lab work and, you know, however your own body is before starting any of these and whatever, you know, pharmaceutical medications that you're on before starting these supplementations. I will do a blog on our website that has everything that we talked about today, all of these vitamins and supplements listed.
We should share what we each take. I should take a picture of all my vitamins and list what I take and why I take them.
Oh, mine might be bigger than the list we talked about today. Oh no, that's my medications, not my vitamins.
A lot of issues over here.
Oh shit.
Here's my burpee pills, here's my sexytime pills, here's my this.
I'm only hesitant on taking and listing out what I take because I don't want people to say, well, she's taking it, so I'm going to take it.
That's true. You're always so smart, Jen.
Anytime anyone asks what you're taking, that's in the support groups and stuff, I never answer that question because I don't want people to say, oh, well, you know, she's taking it, so I'm going to take it, because it's so important to know what is right for your body and working with your healthcare professional, getting your own levels checked so you know what you should be taking versus what someone else is taking. PCOS affects each person so differently. You know, and, you know, my vitamin D levels may be way different than yours. So I might not need as much vitamin D as you need, you know, things like that. It's so the fact that I take 6,000 IU of vitamin D a day, you may only need 2,000, you know, things like that. It's supplementation is so individualized. So
it's a personal journey.
It really truly is. So, you know, that's why I hesitate to say what I'm taking. And why I wanted to do this episode to say, here's a list of things that are good for PCOS, but definitely check with your doctor and see what would be good for you, before starting and taking them. So.
Perfect. Well, Jen, this was fun. I hope that everyone listened didn't notice how bad I butchered every single word.
Right. Words are hard, you guys. These are very scientific words. And again, I'm going to have it all listed out so you can see how we butchered them and why. So thank you guys all for listening. Again, as usual, if you have any doctors that you'd like to recommend, we would love to have them on our apps. You can send that over to everypcosbody@gmail.com. And if you have any suggestions for future episodes, we're definitely looking for that. Also, we are wanting to do a Q&A future episode where we are looking for questions from our audience. We would love to hear from you. You can find us on social media. We have a post out there. Or you can email us at everypcosbody@gmail.com. We would love to, any questions, whether it's PCOS related or not, you have questions for us. We would love to have those questions and we'll answer them on a future podcast. So let us know what you're thinking. We would love to answer your questions. Anything Yay. And everything goes. So there's that.
Well, okay. This was fun. Love y'all.
Yeah. We love you. Have a great day and week, and we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye, Shelby. I just want to take a minute to tell you about Avastol. You guys know that I wouldn't tell you about a product that I don't believe in. We've talked about this product before. It helps with insulin resistance, mood stabilization. Not that this is to be replaced by any mental health drugs, so don't do that. But it does help with mood stabilization, period regulation, ovulation, and so much more. It really does. We believe so much in this product that we've actually teamed up with Theralogic.com to get you a discount. Yay! Go to Theralogic.com and use PRC code 260435 on any product for a significant savings. They're awesome. They sell so much more than Avastol. They actually offer multivitamins, prenatals, and so much more, not just for PCOS patients, but they have men's vitamins, regular vitamins, vitamins geared towards women only. They have everything and anything under the sun as far as vitamins or supplements that you can imagine. They sell everything. It's so worth it to go to Theralogic.com and check them out. And that's Theralogix.com. And again, use PRC code 260435 at checkout and you'll get a huge savings. Again, that's code 260435.